I ought to be the truthful about it. Like in 1957, I was singing lead and overtone. Like I was doing a lot of Frankie Lyman's tunes to lead. My voice was real, real high. And then when I became a 17, it changed. And a period of about like 3 months, you know, and all of a sudden I found myself down in the cellar.
And how it changed indeed. Your introduction to Blue Moon and how many others, give us an example.
Boom, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, Blue Moon.
Who was it? Was it your idea to have a little fun on these records?
Well, originally, like, the bass that I did to Blue Moon was to another song, which was on a tape we sent to Columbia Pictures in 1960, an auditioning tape, along with about 14 other tunes. And they didn't like the song, but they liked the bass. And they said, well, how about trying this with an old standard? And Stu Phillips, at the time, who was music director for Columbia Pictures, suggested the Blue Moon. So we went and tried it, and they went with it. And the Heartaches was our second biggest one. It was more like we went to the studio one day, and they said, well, we got to come up with another Blue Moon. I said, well, I don't know if we can do that or not, because really it was one of those things, you know. And I said, how do you come up with another Blue Moon? So he suggested try another...
put another hook on the front of it like you had here.
You know, and another bass. And that was the complicated part, coming up with something different, you know, because I really ran out with Blue Moon. And at the time, I couldn't think of anything. So I went back to the hotel that night, and I worked on it all night, and then the group and I got together the next day, and we came up with the Heartaches. Yep, 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 yep. Whirp, 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 bum, 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 bum,